Welcome.
The Mr. Nobody Podcast.
So it turns out I have high blood pressure. The doctor suggested I
come back to Earth.
Start trying to live. To put the past behind me. Torturing my son, causing him unrest. In essence, victimizing my son with my grief.
Maybe not my grief, but my anger.
That's what she said. Causing him unrest.
As if he still exists.
Bam, bam. They took my blood pressure with that machine. And you know what that feels like? On forever. Squeezing. And pumping. It doesn't stop. It's just never gonna stop. She's asking me questions about smoking and drinking. And do I feel hopeless? Hopeless? What has that got to do with anything? What is that? Why? So I told her, yeah, I've been a little depressed, I suppose. Blood pressure is high. It means your heart is working too hard. Sit in this chair. Yeah, So...
Let's talk about it.
We're gonna put you on medication.
On medication?
I don't need to go on medication.
I'm not gonna go on medication.
I'm a big baby.
I'm a big baby.
I was probably just stressed out.
Going to a doctor's office.
To give blood. I fucking hate needles.
I'm a big
needles,
baby.
Needles.
And they were gonna take two vials. It's my own fault, because I haven't been to the doctor in 25 or 30 years.
I guess because I've been healthy.
But now I have to face that I'm causing some damage. Bam, bam. Some stress.
Your blood pressure's high.
So I started doing yoga. I know. Yoga. What do they know, right? They're only
10,000 years old.
Anyway, it gives me a chance to relax and hopefully lower my high blood pressure. Here we go again. Just letting go. Uh-oh, what's coming?
Do you believe in ghosts? Something that lingers after it's died? Or maybe even that hasn't died at all?
I saw my son in a dream. He came to what was my front door and sat at the small table. He was just an arm's length away from me. And I reached out and I grabbed him and I felt his body. It was more real. Hallucination I've ever had. I was hugging.
Kissing him.
Crying, tears of joy. Like a child, but he was a full man.
Died.
And I was asking myself in the dream, how come this feels so fucking real?
Just go with it.
I've never had a dream like
just
that.
Just go with it.
Every sense
felt alive.
Real. Active.
Momentary.
And I was participating.
It's nice not to see him and be just angry.
I felt my son heartbroken.
I felt his arms.
His face, his head, everything. I felt him. More.
And it was freaking me out while it was happening.
More.
But I went.
And then it was gone. The dream was over.
What the hell?
I asked my mind before I drifted off to sleep for a dream from him. I once saw my father's ghost. It was about a week after he died. And I heard a typing sound from the room next door, which is where he used to type all night. And I got up out of my body. My body was still laying on the bed. And I went to where he was. And it wasn't just one of him.
There was two of him, one ashen and gray, and another like an angel. Like an angel with its arm over his body saying, he'll be okay. It's okay. Father was crying. Inconsolable. Hunched over with its face in its hands. This ghost. And I'm a child. Looking at this, these two beings. One being. They were actually one being. Ghost knew that it fucked up, or wouldn't have been crying like that. Inconsolable. Thank you. I can forgive. What would that feel like? What would that be like? To say to my father, it's okay. Say to my son, I love you. In the dream I had with my son, where I was holding him, overcome with emotion. There was no anger. There was just so much love. But it was trippy. I think I contacted realm of existence or being that is unexplainable. And I was saying to myself, how can this be happening? It's really you. I love you so much. But you can't grab it. It just has to happen. It just has to happen.
Is he okay?
One more. It makes itself. I think I'm contacting what doesn't die.
Oh, Is he okay?
Yeah, so he's typing. My father's typing. Would happen all night. And that's what triggered
the visitation.
It wasn't a vision I was having. It was a vision I was seeing. Something I had the opportunity to witness. Forgive them. Find it in my heart. Say I love you. We all fucked up.
We all fucked up.
When I saw my son, I came alive. I felt myself fully alive. My father, my son, myself.
Thank you. I'm afraid to love again. Or not hate anymore. So happy holding my son in this dream, and I felt him. It wasn't like a dream, it was real. I even kept asking myself, how can I be feeling this more? I thought I'd see him again.
My son, myself.
Yeah, I felt my heart start up. I felt it start again. More.
Your blood pressure's high. Your blood pressure's high.